Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us here today to discuss the DTEK Energy operating and financial results for the first half 2021. I am pleased to introduce today's speakers to you. Ildar Saliyev, Chief Executive Officer, Sergey Duder, Chief Financial Officer, and myself, Anastasia Bardega, DTEK's Corporate Finance Manager. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that certain information that will be provided during this call may contain projections and other forward-looking statements on DTEK Energy's future performance. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to numerous assumptions, risks, and uncertainties. During the call, we will be referring to the presentations that have been published today on the DTEK Energy site, under Investors and Partners section. Also, please note that even though we prepared our consolidated financial statement in Ukrainian hryvnias, during this call we will present DTEK Energy's key financial indicators in US dollars for your convenience. In order to convert earnings and cash flow, we used Ukrainian Central Bank average exchange rate as of 27.78 hryvnias per one USD for first half 2021 and 25.98 for the first half 2020. In order to reach the USD values in the balance sheet, we have used the rate of 27.18 hryvnias per $1 applicable as on 13th June 2021 and 26.69 applicable on 13th June 2020. Now I would like to hand over to Ildar Saliyev, who is the Chief Executive Officer of DTEK Energy.
Thank you, Anastasia. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start the presentation with slide number 5, where we present electricity supplied dynamics in Ukraine in the first half of 2021. The electricity demand in the first half of 2021 increased by almost 7% as compared to the same period last year. The major driver for higher demand was easing of COVID restrictions in first quarter, half 2021 compared to the same period of 2020 that caused an increase of industrial consumption by 6.3% and in commercial sectors by 11.5%. Household consumptions increased by 6%, mainly due to the weather conditions. Outside temperature in winter and spring was lower than average. The summer months were hotter than average. On the supply side, hydro and nuclear generation companies increased the output by 2.5 terawatts each in the first half of 2021 compared to the first half 2020. Overall growth of hydro output amounted to 75% that was caused by favorable weather condition. That was a key driver of change in generation mix in first half 2021. Thermal power plants output remained almost at the same level in first half 2021 compared to the same period last year and totaled 15.6 terawatts. On slide 6, we would like to acquaint you with electricity market structure in IES. In first half year of 2021, 83% of electricity of Ukrainian electricity market was traded through bilateral contracts, out of which 18% were concluded under PCO framework. Structure of DAM has significantly changed after first quarter of this year due to the changes of PCO framework. Currently, guaranteed buyer is allowed to sell electricity on bilateral market. NPPs were also allowed to increase sales through bilateral contracts from 20% to 45-55%. Additionally, market share of traders has significantly increased from 3 to 7%, what negatively affected DM price level during second quarter of 2021 due to a speculative nature of their trading activities. On slide 7, electricity price performance is overlaid with regulatory changes. We can see from the chart how the absence of appropriate initiatives from regulator has negatively affected price volatility and the function of energy system as all in first half 2021. To solve the problem, the regulator took an urgent decision in an extraordinary hearing via amending the decrees number 677. Ban on imports from the countries of the Customs Union until 1st of October 2021, setting minimum price for intradaily market in IPS at the level of 100.5% of DAM prices, raising prices, price caps on DAM in IPS of Ukraine from June 18, 2021, regulator increased price caps in IPS. Night price cap amounted to hryvnia 0.24 per kilowatt. Daily price cap were increased to 2 hryvnias 0.66 per kilowatt. Later, since 1st of August, the level of price caps were increased by regulator to 2 hryvnias per kilowatt at night and 4 hryvnias per kilowatt during the day. Price caps in Bursztin Island remained unchanged. However, this measure was specific and occasional and hasn't provided the level of prices for DAM in first half of the year that would cover the cost of the thermal generation. Additionally, based on the new amendments of electricity market law adopted in August 2021, the private generation company are obligated to sell electricity by bilateral contracts through electronic auctions on trading venue Ukrainian Energy Exchange from the 1st September 2021 to the 1st April of 2022. This step has already enhanced price discovery on BCM and expected to decrease volatility on spot market. On slide 8, we would like to draw your attention to analyze of DAM price in Ukraine and Hungary. Due to regulatory restrictions on DAM by introducing the price caps, the volatility of DAM price in Ukrainian does not respond to change in demand, while Hungarian market is volatile and adjusts itself to change in the physical balance. On slide 9, the comparison of DAM price and cost of production by TPPs is present. Artificial tariff restrictions by a regulator and market manipulations have led to financial chaos in significant losses for majority of market parties in energy sector. As of end of August 2021, industrial financial deficit exceeded 50 billion hryvnias. Now let me provide some more details on the DTEX Energy operational performance during the first half of this year, which is presented on the slide 12. DTEX Energy's electricity productions in the first half of this year have seen a 6 months over 6 months increase of 15% or 1.5 terawatts. The increase of output is mainly driven by the extremely lowering of the outside temperature in average by minus 10 degrees by Celsius in the first quarter of 2021. That increased the demand for electricity and accordingly the level of production primary for TPPs. Increased output of DTEC TPPs positively affected the load factor, which raised by 17%. Coal production remained approximately on the same level compared to the same period last year. Now I would like to hand over to the CFO of DTEC Energy, Sergey Dudar, who is going to present DTEC Energy's key financial for the first half of this year.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On slide 13, you can see that DTEC Energy's revenues increased by 12%, while EBITDA remained almost at the same level. On slide 14, I would like to give you some more information around the drivers that affected DTEC Energy's EBITDA. As you can see on the graph for the EBITDA bridge from first half 2020 to first half 2021, the level of EBITDA remains the same compared to last year. The insignificant change from $110 million in first half 2020 to $109 million in first half 2021 was caused by electricity tariff increased by 16%. EBITDA level was positively affected by growth of day-ahead market price, which was partially offset by decreased margin on balancing markets. Growth of electricity output by 15%. The increase of output is mainly driven by extremely lowering of the outside temperature on average by minus 10 degrees on Celsius in the first quarter of 2021 compared to the same period of 2020. On the other hand, in first half 2021, there was G-grade coal supply from third parties in order to meet increased demand for electricity supply that negatively affected EBITDA level due to the price increase of coal on external market by 18%. Increase in gas prices in first half 2021 by almost 150%, that was in line with global trends, and on global markets prices increased to 21.6 euro per megawatt in first half 2021 compared to 8.7 euro per megawatt in first half 2020. Growth of dispatch tariff, which is imposed by regulator by 3.9 times to the level of $1.4 per megawatt, starting from January 2021. On the following slide, I would like to give you the details on the drivers of the free cash flow in the first half 2021. During the reporting period, DTEC Energy free cash flow increased by more than 4 times compared to first half 2020 to $39 million. Main drivers were changes in working capital and CapEx. Free cash flow level has grown by 3.5 times or by $30 million through working capital balance improvements compared to the first half 2020, even notwithstanding low level of settlements on the balancing market from NEC Ukrenergo. The increase in working capital in first half 2020 was influenced by prepayments received decrease and growth of trade receivables as a result of COVID uncertainties and turbulence on electricity market. The recovery of CapEx program in first half 2021 affected negatively by $18 million. Still, first half 2021 CapEx is below the pre-COVID level. Additionally, free cash flow was negatively influenced by the increase in trade receivables from NEC Ukrenergo. The company received $15 million while the volume of electricity sold by the company to Ukrenergo on the balancing market amounted to $55 million in first half 2021. Now let us have a look at the slide 16. It shows the DTEC Energy capital expenditure for first half 2021, which increased by 64% from $44 million to $73 million. A major part of the CapEx in the first half 2021 is attributable to the coal segment. It increased from $39 million to $62 million in first half 2021. In the coal segment, the company key investment focus was an extraction equipment. It totals 15 long walls were equipped and commissioned. In the power generation segment, the company continued projects on heightening Zaporizhka and Kurakhivska thermal power plants as dams, both to be completed in the last quarter of 2021. They should enable to continue electricity production and stop production waste. Another key projects were capital repairs of Burstinska thermal power plant unit number 11 and Ladyzhinska thermal power plant unit number 2, which to be completed in the fourth quarter 2021. Projects on equipping Zaporizhka TPP units number 4 and number 2 to work on auxiliary service markets to be completed in the second half 2021. are underway and are aimed to increase the company's ability to generate revenue on the new electricity market. Thank you for your attention. Now I'd like to pass the call back to Anastasia.
Thank you, Sergey. Finally, let me walk through the latest debt structure overview. On May 17, 2021, DTEK Energy completed restructuring of its debt portfolio and converted Eurobonds and majority of banks' debt together with unpaid interest into new Eurobonds in the amount of $1.65 billion at the rate 7 and with maturity in 2027. According to the restructuring terms, DTEK oil and gas receivables pledged toward note holders under old DTEK energy notes were enforced and exchanged for DTEK oil and gas Eurobonds in the amount of $425 million. Upon completion of the restructuring, Moody's international rating agency upgraded DTEK Energy's corporate rating from CA to CAA3 and Fitch rating from RD to CCC respectively. Director, we are ready to proceed with Q&A session.
I would like to answer the first question, why did OPEX per megawatt increase sharply in second quarter 21 to around 1.8 grivna per megawatt versus an average of 1.3 in fourth quarter 20 and first quarter 21. There are the number of underlying reasons. The first one that in the second quarter 21, we used, as I mentioned, external coal supply, which is we bought on the open market compared to the own coal production. And another factor was a sharp increase in natural gas prices, which dramatically increased in the end of the first quarter and continued to increase in the second quarter of 21. And the last factor is that our production in the second quarter is subject to some seasonality, and the total output is traditionally significantly lower compared to the fourth quarter and the first quarter of the year. And it also affected the cost per megawatt.
The next question, what is the outlook for energy consumption in the second half of 21? Has energy demand post-COVID lockdown recovered? We're waiting for that the consumption will be like in our forecast, which were in the beginning of the year and was in our plan for 2021.
The next question, given the day ahead market price is now much higher than the thermal power plant output for July and August, seems to be much higher in Ukraine, does this imply that company's outlook for the second half is stronger than the first half? The answer is yes. We expect there were some positive changes on the day ahead market and prices increased after the decision of the regulator to increase price caps. But the price caps will increase only the United Energy System of Ukraine, but it remains the same in the Bursztyn Island. But we also expect some negative trends in the second half of the year, which connected with the further increase in natural gas prices, which is driven by European markets, and the need to buy the coal for the upcoming winter season. The next question is, do you expect profitability to improve in second half or 2022? As I mentioned, yes, we expect the profitability to be better in the second half of the year. It's will be driven by two factors: the latest improvements in the day-ahead market prices on the market, and the second, the seasonal increase in output of the company in the winter season. As for the 2021, it's very hard to say at the moment. It will depend on the decisions of the regulator on the day-ahead market. The next question. There was a surge in cost of sales in first half 21, namely production materials grew 2.3 times, fuel supplies were up 2.5 times, production overheads were up 3 times. What's the reason for such material increase in cost, even though the company returned Dobropilia coal? The key reason for such increase in the cost of sales is that the period we compare our performance in the first half 2021. As you remember, in first half 2020, after the dramatic decrease in the electricity demand in Ukraine, and the big coal stocks at our warehouses, we stopped the operations of the Dobropilia Ugal and also stopped the operation of Pavlograd coal for 1 month. Also, the majority of TPP, of thermal power plants, also were at the minimum level. So the key changes in cost of sales are driven by the increase in production and the cost of the materials, and also the full period of work for Pavlograd coal.
What is the status of Sberbank guarantee? The guarantee is still on the balance sheet of DTEK Energy. DTEK Energy remains in communication with Sberbank and expects to find consensual negotiated solution on the guarantee.
The question about new regulation and how it influence on ourselves, and according to new regulation from the 1st of September, all the bilateral contracts should be signed after auctions on the Ukrainian energy exchange. So from the 1st of September, we start to sell our electricity as other generation companies on the Ukrainian energy exchange. So only one another market, which we also have, it's the DAM market, but the amount of this market very small, so most contracts and most electricity will be sold after auctions according to new regulation.
The next question was, what is the liquidity position as of September? I can comment that our liquidity position improved in September due to a few factors. The first one is that it's increase in day-ahead market prices, which positively affected our liquidity. And the last factor is that we reached an agreement with Gazprom Bank, and we returned the collateral of $29 million and received it on our accounts in September.
What is the current level of maintenance CapEx? What is the CapEx outlook for the second half of the year? We expect that in 2021, the CapEx will be close to our business plan. Maybe some projects will be shifted on 2022. Our forecast that in 2021 CapEx per ton of coal or per kilowatt will be in the close level like in pre-COVID 2019 year. The question about output, DTEK electricity, just a second. DTEK electricity output dropped significantly in second quarter 21. What were the main reason? The main reason in the second quarter was because the first quarter was cold weather, so all the generation worked on the quite high level. So in the second quarter the weather became warmer. Also in the second quarter the hydropower plants start to work, and this year they have bigger output than in previous year because it was quite rainy in this period, so they have enough water for generation. Also the nuclear power plants worked a little bit higher than in the preliminary plan.
The next question was, we understand that starting from September, DTEK sells all electricity by bilateral contracts through electronic auctions. What is the current dynamic of prices achieved there? Do you see improvements in electricity prices compared to the previous region? Your understanding is correct. Starting from 1st September, we sold 90% of our volumes through electronic auctions. The remaining 10% is sold via day-ahead market. And prices achieved for September was around 1.7 hryvnias per kilowatt hours, which is significantly higher than in August and in July, and it is also connected with the overall dynamic of the day-ahead market. The next question was, purchase of coal and transportation services account for the material part of your operating cost, around 30%. As coal prices are increasing and Ukrainian railway has recently hiked tariffs in Ukraine, do you expect significant pressure on your marginality? Yes, it's a significant part of our cost of sales. In terms of coal, we purchase around and expect to purchase this year up to 20% of the total coal needed, but the remaining part is dependent. We used our own coal of our own production, which is we try to control the cost of production of this coal. As for the Ukrainian railway, yes, there is a decision to increase the tariff from the 1st September. And there is another decision that further increase starting from the 1st January 2022. And we also expect that it will negatively affect our marginality.
Do you have access to any revolving credit lines from banks? So according to the indenture, we have the basket in the amount of 30 million for the working capital purposes So at this stage, we have liquidity at the Ukrainian bank sector and have an access in accordance with the indenture. But we haven't concluded any lines at this stage.
The next question, electricity prices are very high in August. Do you expect the trend to continue until the end of the year? What is expectation? What is expectation? Of total output for 2021 and EBITDA. According to electricity prices, yes, the prices are going up from since the August. We hope that in the winter we will go with higher price than in the first half of this year. The main risk can be if will be some regulatory actions for pressing on the price, but we accept that price wouldn't significant going down. And according to expectation of total output and EBITDA, we expect that it will be as in our business plan on the same level.
The next question was, what is your CAPEX guidance for 2021 and 2022? Actually, we have on our credit documentation a limitation of CAPEX, and now we expect that we will be in line with published business plan for 2021 and 2022. Maybe with some transfer of capital expenditure from 21 to 22.
What is the coal balance outlook for the second half of 21 production use import? Ministry of Energy approved new requirements to the coal storage according to which the DTEC energy has accumulated 1.3 million tons. According to this, we need to purchase of around 700,000 tons of A grade and about 900,000 tons of G grade, and our internal supply will be around 7 million tons. And the question about coal, is the DTEC self-sufficient in coal now? Why buy coal from the third parties if can produce? The DTEC mines produce coal as much as possible, so we are going to produce preliminary as in our business plan. But according to periods, we need more coal in the second half of the year for preparation to the winter period. So for this preparation, we don't have enough of our coal. So that's why we have to buy the coal from third parties, if we're talking about G-grade. If we're talking about A-grade coal, so we buy all this coal from the third parties.
The next question was increase in accounts receivables. Who is the main counterparty? Is it one or multiple? Any related counterparties? As I mentioned before in presentation, the key reason for accounts receivable increase is the non-payment from NEK Ukrenergo for electricity produced on the balancing market. And at the moment, situation is slightly improved, but the debt remains at the high, very high level.
Could you please comment on the latest regulatory initiative that purchased the price higher? Do you expect their effect to be temporary, or has the market found some sort of new equilibrium? We accept, we waiting that according to high prices on the coal, according to the high prices on the gas, so regulator wouldn't make any steps for pushing down the prices for the winter period. After winter period, how the situation will be changed in the energy market. So depend on this, probably could be some actions. But we waiting from regulatory to going according to the strategy of Ukrainian energy sector for liberalization and not pushing from regulatory side for the prices. There was also a significant increase in spot prices at neighboring countries like Poland, Hungary, in some cases about 100 euro per megawatt. Do you see an increase in exported electricity prices? Yes, we see that on the Poland, Hungary and other neighbor markets the price is going up, but we have some limitation of the amount which we can exporting according to the possibilities of Ukrenergo lines and also according to balance internal in Ukraine and in Bursztyn Island. The next question about coal. Can the company produce more coal from its reserve, or will it have to import more coal to meet demand? As I told, our mines produce coal as much as possible, so preliminary on the level which we were expected in the beginning of the year. So according to preparation for the winter period and according to Ministry of Energy regulation, we have to increase our storage of coal. So we are going to import coal for being ready to the autumn and winter period. Okay, next question. Do you expect nuclear power output to increase again heading into winter, and will it result in lower DM prices? As we see, the nuclear will output the amount as was in preliminary balance of nuclear. So they will work in the winter by using preliminary 14 blocks, but we don't expect that this will some negative influence on DM prices.
the next question was, do you expect the regulator to bring down tariffs in second half 2021? And what is the $57 million other debt on the balance sheet? As for the other debt on the balance sheet, it consists of two parts. First one is the credit line from local Ukrainian Ashatbank, which accounts for approximately $26 million. And the remaining part is the delta of Russian Sberbank debt related to FAPSO. And for the, as for the expectation of the regulator to bring down tariffs in the second half, it fully depends on the regulator, but taking into account the high prices in the nearest country and the high energy prices for natural gas and coal on the world market, so we do not expect a decrease of tariffs.
What are the main geographies that you are buying your coal from? What is the level of self-sufficiency in coal? As I told, we need to purchase of around 700,000 tons of A-grade coal and 900,000 tons of G-grade. For being coal storage be ready to the winter period. What the geography is, we have contracts with Polish producers, we have contracts with Kazakhstan producers, also we are going to buy coal from United States.
The next question is, electricity production costs seem to have jumped in second quarter 21 versus first quarter. Can you explain what caused this besides gas prices? Besides the gas prices, it was an increase in staff cost. We increased the salaries for employees starting from the 1st April, just to be in line with the market conditions in Ukraine and not to lose our staff. And the second was it, we also had to use our external coal for the production of electricity, which is much higher cost than our own coal production.
Okay, next question. At what price do you currently import coal? Is it profitable for you to generate electricity from the imported coal? What is the share of gas used in production? To use imported coal, it depends on the different grades of the coal. Our margin is not high, very small in import coal, but it helps us not to use gas in our productions. If talking about using gas, so we use gas only in operations of starting blocks. So in general outputs, we don't use gas. Debt of Ukrenergo has significantly increased. Do you expect accelerated settlements in second half? Yes, it's increased, as Sergei told, according to working on balancing market. Highest amount of this debt was 2.4 billion hryvnias. And nowadays we have debt less than 1.9, and Duker Energa accelerate last 2 months this debt. So we are waiting that these steps of acceleration will go till the end of this year too.
What are your working capital and CapEx expectations for the second half 21? As for the working capital, first we expect a significant increase in the coal stocks at the year end. As Eldar mentioned, it is driven by the Ministry of Energy of Ukraine, that we have to have thermal power plants have to stock significant coal at their warehouses. Second, we expect also, due to the higher prices on the market, we increase increase in accounts receivables. And on the other hand, we expect that the debt from NEK Ukrenergo will be reduced. But to what extent, it's very high to focus at the moment. And as for the CapEx expectation, we expect it will be slightly above the first half level. It's due to the fact that we shifted some CapEx from the first half to the second half, and it will be slightly higher.
Next, Borstin Island, all power produced there goes to export. First of all, it depends on the term. So, if talking the beginning of the year in January and February, all the production of the Borstin power plant was inside in Ukraine for Borstin Island Ukraine system. If talking about the last few months, so about 70-75% of outputs of Borstin power plants inside Ukraine, and only 25 or 30% goes to export. What is your pricing policy for anthracite coal delivered from Obukhovskaya mine? We are buying anthracite from the market, so Obukhovskaya mine is only one of supplier of this coal, of this type of coal. So we are working in market prices, so we are choosing the best price from different producers. Could you please confirm you keep full year guidance as per your business plan? We accept to stick our guidance of business plans 2021.
The next question was, when you are mentioning Ukrenergo debt, was it accumulated prior to 1st July 2019 market liberalization? The answer is not. It's two different debts. The debt which was accumulated prior to market changes, it is debt from state enterprise Energorynok. And the debt from Ukrenergo is a new debt which rose in the new market. And it has started to increase significantly from December 2020 and significantly increased during the first quarter 2021.
Do you have a concentration in clients' electricity? What is the contribution of revenue of top five clients? About the concentration, so in the first half of the year, the main client was detrading by bilateral contracts, and also amount which we have sold on DAM in Ukraine. From the 1st of the September, all the electricity in Ukraine are selling on Ukrainian energy exchange. So I think that our client portfolio can be changed according to this new way of selling electricity.
The question was, the old debt prior to 1st July 2019 fully resolved? No, there was no improvements in the debt settlement from 1st July 2019 up to the present time, and currently there are some discussions in the state bodies, but no exact plans.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. We hope that we have managed to provide you with an update on DTEC Energy production and financial results. If you have any outstanding questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Have a nice evening. Thank you.